But there's no time for that now, because I'm Bill.
And I'm Abby.
And these are some of the like, we're jacked up on chocolate energy.
God damn it, I hate ready. You so much.
We're ready. Flavor is coming.
He's lucky he had a fucking box of Altoids sitting here. Otherwise, I would just, my God. He would be shitting tin for a week.
I don't know what that means.
I said I was going to feed you the cans.
Oh, I didn't picture that as actually eating the cans.
Oh, no,
like a
I said
goat.
I was going to shove them down your throat.
Yeah, that still registers as drinking to me. But now that I see the hate in your eyes, maybe I'm reconsidering.
Flames of Esmeralda.
So, I made Abby pick the next soda to rectify the situation.
God damn.
And we got ourselves a really hard-to-read can.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that was a bad idea on their part.
Nice. I mean, it's still technically written on there.
Yep, it
is. We got that sour power.
We going back on that trip. That trip into memory lane.
Yeah.
We back on that jolly good grind, y'all.
And I feel like this is one that I actually did have from time to
time.
Yeah,
probably.
As opposed to...
I feel like it's weird that it doesn't have any lemon in it.
Yeah, grapefruit and lime.
Just grapefruit and lime.
I'm super into that idea.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't remember a dang thing about what this tastes like, and I'm excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, outside of the Jolly Good Red, it's Packers colors.
It is.
Welcome to Wisconsin, the land of us and nothing else of note.
Interesting.
It is.
No, I'm a little... okay.
So what you got?
I'm interested as to why there is...
Mm-hmm.
Medium chain triglycerides and glycerol ester of wood rosin in it.
It's to keep the grapefruit from falling.
Wood
apart.
Rosin?
Yeah.
All right.
If I could, rosin.
That was the sound of me punching Bill in the face.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yep.
Put it as your text tone.
Pooh!
Actually, if you ever see me in person,
uh-oh,
and I know my public appearances are rare, and you get a text and it's that tone, I'll buy you a drink. One per person, but I'll buy you a soda.
A soda, yeah, that's a good, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Of
his
my
choice.
Of my choosing, yes.
Yeah.
That's an important distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it in the
I put it on the floor on accident. I wasn't thinking about it.
You want to crack this
oh,
open?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Now, is this going to be a loud or a white?
Oh, it's going to be a white.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's that cloudy flavor you only get from grapefruits. Now, how do you usually feel about a squirt?
I'm into squirt.
Okay.
Squirt is good. I like squirt more than actually my go-to drink in college was squirt and UV cherry.
I'd try it.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good in college. I don't know if it would still be good now, but
I'm not a UV's vodka, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a vodka person.
Yeah, that's fair.
But
I'm not a gin person, so.
What if I put gin in a... I had myself a jolly gin.
I thought you were going to say, what if I put gin in the vodka? And I was like, well...
Hell yeah!
Let's not get too carried away.
What if I cram my entire life down the garbage disposal with a broom handle?
What if I... shoved this can down Bill's throat.
There's a lot of stuff going down my throat these days. Wink.
We were calling this episode Big Gulp. It smells like squirt. Hooray.
Pull us up on iTunes. That's a premium follow.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't really smell like much. It's squirt. It's not. It's jelly. Yeah, it's sour power.
It does smell different from a squirt to me.
You smell different from...
That's true. Though if I did just walk around smelling like squirt...
I mean, that's not bad.
That's a...
Yeah, that's not a bad thing to smell. That's
a scented rep, yeah.
You smell refreshing.
Yeah.
Maybe a little clinical.
That's the thing about squirt. It's only refreshing until you stop drinking it, and then it's hell.
Yeah.
But that's also kind of the...
And it's sort of just a sugar party.
We had the throat pain thing with fruit punches in general, but Jolly Good came through on that.
40 grams of sugar.
Ooh. That's not a big can.
No, it's not. It's a good thing we're only we're having it.
It's a good thing we had a noodle-based dinner. Really set these carbs right into the trash. We're actually positive because there was no carbs in the last one.
Oh, that's true. There was no sodium and no sugar in the last one.
Delicious.
There was a whole shit ton of death in it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Do not recommend that experience at all. It was horrible.
This kind of smells like wet sugar.
Honestly, I don't remember what I rated the Cascade. I feel like if I could go back, I would rate that.
See, that's the thing. You never get to go back.
You can't go back.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't rate the Cascade that bad because it didn't end that bad. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It grew on me a little bit. Anise is still disgusting. God. Mm. Ugh. Anyway, we should be giving this the mouth right now.
Yeah.
Oh, we did. Hey, yo, what? Cheater.
I forgot.
Nope.
I love it.
I don't know if it's it's the residual Altoid, but I feel like I'm drinking Lysol. And that's my analogy. I'm drinking fucking Lysol right now.
Hey, kids. Give those Tide Pods a break.
It tastes like Lysol smells.
I like this.
I've never had an analogy within the first 10 minutes before. This is incredible.
I like this more than the last one because Abby hates it, but Abby chose it. Oh, it's so much more sweet.
Well, I mean, it's not
sour.
Oh God. It's not as offensive actually as the other one. I just feel
it's a lot more tame.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not sour. I could
I'm
go for a little bit more sour.
Like fucking dying right now, like I was 10 minutes ago. Well, 20 minutes ago. Yeah. Whatever the hell it was. It's not great, but it doesn't last long. Whereas the other one wouldn't fucking go away. I felt like I had aspartame on my tongue for another like 10 minutes.
I'm not getting the harsh throat yet, but I am getting the thicker saliva.
Oh yeah, it's thick. It's also thick. It's weird.
It needs less sweet, more sour.
Yeah, agreed. Because the actual, like...
It's sour, flavor comma, of it, power.
Right. The actual flavor of it is fine. The grapefruit and the lime actually work together pretty well, but there's not...
I'm going to have to get some, like, syrups and make myself my own soda.
Yeah.
I actually have some, I think I have some grapefruit simple syrup for cocktails.
Sweet.
And some rhubarb.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really good. And then I'll put gin in it!
There it is.
Oh, gin and citrus.
Oh, I was gonna try and make the into one word, but I decided not to. Don't.
Citrus.
No, I don't like it.
Or? Sin.
Well.
If you make that your text tone.
He'll let you pick the soda.
No. If you make that your text tone and get a text, When Abby's present.
Hey! Oh, hey, now.
I'll buy you a soda.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Let's
say. It'll be a better one than the other one.
Yeah, there you go.
Or not.
I'm saying, please don't promise. I'm not going to buy you shit. Take that.
Abby pointed at the microphone as though it were a small silver man.
The Abby's, audience. I'm not going to buy the audience up. Shit.
Abby's fucked up on these sweet bags.
God, it's so much sugar.
It's a lot of sugar.
It's so much sugar.
That explains the nose, because the nose just smelled like
wet sugar. Yeah. After you said that, I was like, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man. Bummer.
What?
I want the flavor with less sugar. We had this problem at MAGFest, too.
Yeah.
That unfiltered ginger beer was one of the sweetest things I've ever tasted.
Oh, that was me bleeding ginger beer, not the soda. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bad time.
That sounds like a really bad time.
Soda was expensive, too.
Oh, no.
A 4-pack was like $10.
What?
We were in a tourist trip.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Where's MAGFest again?
It's in National Harbor, Maryland. Which seemed lovely, but also we flew directly into the bomb cyclone. So our block and a half walk to and from the con... was through gale winds.
Oh, no.
Because we were right on the coast.
Yep.
I could see the ocean.
Oh, Jesus.
You can see the ocean in the picture that we took for Swamp Pap.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, there's the Ferris wheel, and that's...
Yep.
Yep.
Cool. I got some Swamp Pap at home.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually decent.
I think I have the praline. Version?
Yeah, we just had strawberry.
Yeah, well, we got some pralines.
I didn't realize praline was an option, and I'm gonna drink it at you guys.
Yeah! You'll get to listen to us drink it!
We definitely should tap into your stock at some point.
Yeah, no, we've been over here every time, so yeah, I just...
bring a bottle.
Well, yeah, but, like, I don't know. I didn't remember we were doing this until I was already at work. and you texted me like, "We still on?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's what I'm doing tonight."
This has never happened to me.
What?
Forgetting that I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The end of this half can is way tougher because the start of it was great. I loved that first sip.
It was an okay first sip.
You hated it.
I mean,
you.
I did hate it. You're right.
Can we get a slow motion replay?
No.
Let's put.
We don't need a slow mo. I know that I hated
it. Let's put Abby's reaction at half speed here.
I love it. I don't know if it's the residual Altoid, but I feel like I'm drinking Lysol.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm not denying that I hated it. I will say that the third sip was way worse than the first sip, because that was when the Lysol really congealed.
Yeah.
In my brain. The first one, it was, oh, there's grapefruit here. Oh, God, what else is it? Oh, what's happening? Oh, God, it's Lysol.
You shouldn't let Lysol congeal in your brain. That
The thought of Lysol congealed in my brain.
Worse or better?
Let's see. That was my analogy. It just tastes like fucking Lysol. It's not the worst thing in the world. So, I mean, it's way more drinkable than the other piece of shit that we just had. So, score. I'm going to give it like a
Well, score is a 60.
It's not going to get a 60.
You sure?
Yeah, and it won't get anywhere near four scores.
Started this show, well, more than 7 years ago, though.
Huh, hey! Oh, Lincoln's my boy. Anyway, I'm going to give it like a 45? 46? 46.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is like, you're told that sugarcane, just like eating it straight, is like this delicacy and it's wonderful and,
really?
And everybody that does it love it. Yeah, I've heard nothing but great things about just biting into some sugarcane.
Hmm.
But then you do it and you're just like, this is just wet sugar. And maybe that's a little direct, but here we are. You still get like that hint of natural flavor.
Yeah.
But you also just have a literal mouthful of sugar. Like you just poured it right on in there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give that... it's starting to hurt my throat. I'm going to give that a 42.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We let me wait long enough for... a like 5% pain to set in.
Ah, okay. All right, that's fair.
Yeah.
So I said 46 and you said 42, so that's 44.
I'm okay with a 44.
44 sounds right. Yeah. It seems a shame that it did worse than the other one, but I mean,
no, the other one was delicious.
No, the other one was literally hell in a bottle, and it was in a can.
And that's some fucking impressive engineering.
Like,
I'd like to change my score to 83.
No!
Nah, you can't take it back.
Can't take it back. Can never take it back.
I was going to say we had way less trouble finishing this, but we also had half as much.
Yeah. It's true.
This is going to be the one that makes me feel bad. Probably.
I think most of them should make you feel bad, Bill.
That's podcasting. See you later, soda pop.
Mwah!
Whoa.